What's up?
What's up?
We're back for another episode of You've Never Heard This. I'm Alan.
I'm Paul.
We got Boris and Morris here.
Boris on Cat Island. I don't know where Morris is.
He was sniffing my computer. Okay. But
he'll be back.
He'll be back for sure. I'm surprised Boris isn't over here. I'm in his chair.
He will. I was literally just talking to someone about that too. Like he's gonna. It's like when a kid realizes someone else has their favorite toy.
Yeah.
And like that's his favorite chair.
Yeah.
So he'll be over. He'll be over.
I know
shortly.
What that's like. I'm a middle child, so like
okay.
My brothers and I would all get like Happy Meals and we got the same exact toy.
Yeah.
But mine was mine.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I knew the difference, so don't fucking touch it.
Yeah.
It's just how it worked.
I think Boris is trying to stay calm right now because you're in his chair.
Yeah. I mean he looks pretty volatile.
Yeah.
He's
You can feel
up.
The aggression.
Yeah, definitely. So we, as you know, had a bit of a technical issue a couple of weeks ago.
We did.
So we had to toss the Bad Baby episode, but
it was a good one.
It was so
it was
good.
A really good.
Oh
one.
Man! But I'm glad. Paul texted me. He's like, "Yeah, just throw the Tool episode up." It was a good one too. So some of it probably didn't make sense because I'm pretty sure we referenced the episode before, but
we did.
I'm still laughing at Paul saying that was the worst thing that happened in 2001.
Yeah, I mean, I was racking my brain. I was like, this is definitely the worst thing to happen in 2001. Like, nothing else could top that.
Yeah, I don't think anything really of note happened later in the year, like just after summertime.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like maybe almost middle of September.
Nah.
Nothing.
I'm trying to think.
Nothing ringing bells.
I would have been in school, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would have been like eighth grade.
Yeah, it would have really had to be like an explosive situation for me to pick it up.
Jesus. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Investigate 311.
Yep.
Jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams or steel drums.
I just remember on like. September, it was, I think it was like the 9th or the 10th. I heard news the Pentagon lost like $3 trillion or some shit like that. Or I don't know. Then I just, you know, I didn't really follow up on it.
Yeah. I wonder
that.
How they would have like covered that up.
Yeah. I don't know. Man, government shit's wild.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
TheBlackVault.com.
Yeah.
You ever heard of TheBlackVault.com?
No, I haven't.
It's this guy who I just learned about it. He just has submitted thousands of Freedom of Information Act requests and and he's just posting like everything that he's gotten from it, and it's like it's anything from like science to terrorism to like paranormal shit, like
so it's like Tumblr.
Yeah. It's like it's almost like a legal version of WikiLeaks.
Okay.
Because it's all stuff that the government is like willingly given him. Like he just uploaded like the Epstein stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's like that local hero that is posting any time Taylor Swift gets in a plane.
Yeah.
He tracks where she's going, how much money it costs.
Yeah.
Dude, that dude's fucking awesome.
So funny.
The memes are great.
Yeah, they are.
Love them.
It's like, my favorite one was like Taylor Swift going to her kitchen to make a sandwich, and it's like her on her private jet. Like,
yeah. Or like an Apollo rocket going off. Or like, I saw one like, it showed. I don't remember what it was, but it was like Taylor Swift going to the other side of the couch to get the remote, and it was like a rocket taking off.
Yep.
I fucking love that.
Mm-hmm. All right, Paul, it's time to talk about what we're sipping on. You got your trusty
Coors Light.
Coors
water.
Light.
More water than alcohol.
Yep, taste the Rockies. Yeah. I went to the store to get beers, and I was in the cooler, and I saw something catch my eyes, this tall orange can.
Yeah.
And I was like, are my eyes deceiving me? And they are not, listener. I'm drinking Cantaritos by Jarritos, the Mexican soda. They are doing hard sodas. And my favorite Jarritos is the Mandarin flavor. I haven't had a sip yet.
Let's do it.
So
tell the people.
I walked in, I told Paul, I said, this is either going to be the grossest thing I've ever had or it's going to be the best. And there's like no middle ground. So.
If it's shit, we might have another Coors in the fridge.
No, so. I'll take my licks.
You're going to do it?
I'll do it. I'll finish it. So give me one second.
Yeah, I'm a quitter.
You know, it's actually pretty good.
Okay.
It doesn't taste like the soda.
Yeah.
And I definitely smelled the like malt liquor aspect of it before I tasted it.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take it. It's Paul's episode.
It is.
And we were going to try and have Kyle on the pod, but he couldn't make it. And
yeah, kind of bummed. But this is a band that I first discovered from him.
Cool.
So that's why I was trying to get him in here.
Yeah, so what are we listening to?
We are listening to Fires in Heaven by a wild band called Salem.
I've never heard this.
I have heard this. But you haven't.
Come on.
Heard this?
You've
never heard this. What's the, I'll get it eventually. It's only been like a year.
One and a two and a one, two, three, four.
Hey man, there's this band I love, and I know you love them too. But you're just shaking your head like you haven't got a clue. Well, what are we gonna do about it?
I've got an idea. Start a podcast and talk about it while sipping on a beer.
You've never heard this.
You've never heard this.
You've never heard this.
You've never heard this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's only been like a year. Come on. Mm-hmm. Oh well, that's okay. All right, I'm the info guy. So I'm going to tell you about the band. They were formed in 2006 by Jack Donahue, John Holland, and Heather Marlett. They released their debut studio album, King Knight, in 2010. It was on all kinds of year-end lists by AllMusic, DIY, NME, The Quietus, and Stereo Gum.
All kinds of drugs, too.
Yeah, yeah. They had been inactive since 2012. They hadn't released anything since their 2011 EP, I'm Still in the Night. A new album was announced in 2016 by photographer Wolfgang Tillmans. He confirmed it on his Instagram account. In that year, Salem officially returned with a remix of Tillmans' song Make It Up As You Go Along, which was included on his Device Control EP. But they weren't fully revived until May of 2020, where they premiered a new mixtape called Stay Down. It was presented on NTS Radio. So the reboot of the band happened without Heather Marlett.
Yes.
She gave a negative public comment about the situation, stating she was kicked out.
Yep.
So Salem released their first single in nearly a decade, Starfall, which is on the album we're discussing today, on September 18th, 2020. I haven't watched the video, but I would imagine you're going to pull it up here once the song is on. They are following, veteran storm trackers through Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Dallas, as well as through Texas during tornado season. So it's pretty cool. I'm excited to check that out. So their second album is the one we're talking about today. It's called Fires in Heaven. It was released on October 30, 2020, 10 years after their debut. Via Mad Descent Distribution. Let's see here. The cover art for the album is the oil painting Awakening by Nicole Bisak. I gave Paul a little more ammunition against Spotify because yep. I told him that track one is not available on Spotify. I couldn't find what the sample was from the song, but it didn't get cleared, and so Spotify won't play it.
Yeah,
but it is available on YouTube, which is where we're going to listen to it. I know I should just love get it. Apple Music at yeah. this point. I really should get Apple Music at this point because I just got like my external hard drive transferred over to one that actually works, and there's a ton of music on it that
yeah, Apple, I don't you just have click on. It, you yeah, drag it into your library,
literally right there,
and update it.
Maybe
and
I'll
it
make
drops
this.
In.
Maybe I'll make the switch at some point.
It's awesome for Bandcamp too, oh, or yeah. like you know smaller, because a lot of people, I mean, like major artists, obviously use big platforms, but it's really cool finding like small bands.
And yeah,
even like big artists will do. Limited drops and shit because Bandcamp Friday is where the artists get 100% of the proceeds, so they'll drop like super limited or unreleased music. So then obviously with Apple you just download it, click it, drag it into your library, and then it's in your iTunes.
Right.
But Spotify, you guys are starved for good music.
Mm, yeah. I mean, that's the thing is, like, for every 20 songs I want to listen to, it's like one they don't have. So, I mean, it's still pretty good. Like, it works for me. Yeah,
I mean, some people settle. I mean, some people just don't.
some people don't strive for excellence.
Yeah, I know. I mean, why go 19 for 20 when you can go 20 for 20? I don't know.
I don't know.
Personal choice.
All right, so we're going to do track one. I think that's our new inside joke is you're like, it's not a joke. I take it very seriously. Yeah. Just trashing Spotify.
Also, the guy that does a lot of their photography and art, Tommy Malkoff, it's something. The dude is here. I'm actually going to pull it up because that's going to bother me. He does a lot of their video. The dude is an amazing artist.
Does he do a lot of their music videos?
I believe he's in.
Tommy Malkoff it's right here. It was directed by the Starfall video was directed by the band and him.
Yeah. Tommy Malkoff, one word on Instagram. The dude's stuff is really cool. He is a genuinely talented artist, photographer, makes some really crazy shit.
Huh.
Works very closely with the band. Really interesting stuff outside of just the literal music, so I suggest that.
Right on. Anyway, all right, let's get into the album. First of all, this is a really short album. It's only 30 minutes long.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool. And we'll talk about that towards the end of the album. Track number one is called Capulets.
Money came with long problems. Shit got me like hell nah. Ask me what I'm doing with my life and shit to tell y'all. That they selling these though. We don't really need those. Rather burn some false smoke, some powder off some clean folks. I be rolling dollar papers, crushing Brit and breed those. I don't think I feel those. He ain't really coming back. Put that on my soul, she ain't never get a summer back. Acting like you really want it, boy, you get it laid down. If I hit your face, it started spray down, he laid down. Probably heard me laughing with a cold stare, laid there. Let the call round the trigger, roll play, stay there. They gon' die for any of us. If we goin', they come with us. Ain't no love to lose, who is you? We ain't fucking with you. I could see the only way I learned to live will make me lose. I could see the way I move. Crazy aches and dirty juice. I'ma pull this shit over right here, then I'll make them choose. Keep them on the toes and they go, and they better know. I'ma hit him dead in his nose, and he better show. I don't have to apologize for shit, that's another day. I'ma get that little.
So that was one of the things I forgot to bring up when I was talking about the band a little bit, was that Salem is considered pioneers of a genre called Witch House.
Yes, which, again, this is why we need Kyle here, who is... I don't quite understand what it... I know the term has changed, or the umbrella of what Witch House falls under has changed, or maybe it's progressed or is ever-changing. This is why we need Kyle. This is why you should have been here. Oh, I've just been down with my family. Oh.
Gross.
Imagine that, yeah. but he would be much better at explaining that. I don't quite know what I don't know what it is, but I know it when I hear it.
Right, yeah,
yeah. There's a couple bands that I have found through Kyle that I'm obsessed with. Crimes, number one. I have two hand tattoos, both inspired by Kyle tattoo. One Kyle literally drew, and then another one he pretend drew on his knuckles with a Sharpie that I then stole and actually put on my hand. So we need Kyle here to explain, but Crimes is one of my other favorite bands, which I found after Salem, and we need Kyle, you need to be here is the point. But yes, they are pioneers of quote unquote what Witch House music is or was.
It's sometimes called drag.
Yeah.
It's electronic music. I know the first song was like heavily, it was literally just the sample of some classical piece with the rapping over it, but it's got like Salem specifically does these like really ethereal, like electronic, you know, platforms. And then there's elements of like Southern rap over it, as you can tell. I don't know if that is the Southern rap part of it a common feature of the genre. So it's just them.
It's not. That's, I think the Witch House for them follows more under the sound samples. Cause like this record, as the listeners will hear, like one track we're rapping about drugs, pills. And then the next one, it's just weird music. This is a weird record. Mm-hmm. Salem is a very weird band, which is why they have a weird cult following.
So like Witch House is visually as you could probably tell from the name, is like it incorporates aesthetics of like occultism, witchcraft, you know, horror inspired artworks. The Wikipedia page on it says that typographic elements in titles such as by Salem and White Ring is another.
Yeah, White Ring's so fucking
good. Includes like triangles, crosses, Unicode symbols, which are seen by some as a method of gatekeeping. So basically just to keep the scene underground and more difficult to search for on the internet. Because people are stupid and don't want other people to enjoy things. But you know, so I guess we're
the older Salem. I think again with like, cause like the real, cause I'm not like, I haven't been tied in with electronic music since like day one, or I was more into like, I'd say it started out with more like DJs, like Paul Oakenfold, Moby. Like I've seen some actual DJs. And then in, I'd say 2000, I think I met Kyle in 13, 14. Mm-hmm. And that's when I switched out of like my Moby Daft Punk into like this more type stuff. Like I found Crystal Castles in 2010. But Salem's also, that kind of makes sense with what you were just saying, because their older record, that shit is dark.
Yeah.
Like they, as we'll find out here, like even the band members are questionable characters, which I love.
As in like they're living the life.
They are living the life.
That they rap about or sing about.
They're about it. And their older record is darker, way more mental struggles. Like there's some, I consider it fucking hot naughty shit, but some people are like, oh my god, like that's kind of, this is a borderline stuff,
right? Okay,
so this was the lighter record of the two, but like I think cover to cover it's better, because lyrically, musically, it's my favorite of the two, but the last record is fucking it's kind of like, it just depends what mood you're in. Hearing the Witch House definition, that is their last record is definitely that.
Yeah.
So
I can see that. I'll have to check that out, because I'm curious to hear how different it is.
It's I think you might even actually enjoy it more.
Some bold words, because you don't even know if I enjoy this one or not.
Yeah, it's true.
So
but it's very different.
Are you saying like their first album is more accessible, or is it just knowing my taste in music, you're thinking like I would enjoy that one more?
I think between these two records, I think cover to cover you would enjoy, I think you would enjoy it more.
Gotcha. Okay.
King Knight is I'm talking. Yeah, they have a couple EPs and shit.
I knew Knight was in the title. I couldn't remember though.
King Knight cover to cover, I think you would, even if you like this or if you don't like this, I think listening to King Knight is absolutely, it's a staple.
Okay. So,
anyways.
Cool. All right, let's move on to track two. It's the title of the album, Fires in Heaven.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, it's obviously different from just the first track.
Yeah.
I like how like synth heavy it is.
Yeah, I'm a slut. I'm a slut for heavy synth.
Yep. Pad. I like synth pads a lot. Like, I don't know why. It's just, it's cool. Yeah, this this is about as different as it gets from the first track.
Yes.
Because, like I said, the first one was just like some dirty rapping over like classical music. And then you got these like ethereal sounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's dark, like brooding. So I have a question. I'm mean this in all seriousness. I'm not poking fun at you for some things you said about the Tool album. Like I'm genuinely curious, because one of the criticisms you had about Lateralis in some of the songs,
I already know where this is going.
All right. Yeah. In some of the songs was you didn't like how repetitive the lyrics were. So why are you, what is it about, are you okay with these ones for being so repetitive, or is it more about the sound of the instrumentals for you on this track?
The tracks aren't 9 minutes long.
That's
so
that is,
there is some word repetition,
touché.
But it's only for a minute and a half.
Touche. Yeah.
And if you publix, they're actually, cause like it's, obviously in some songs they're extremely auto tune dropped, but there is a little bit more. They'll repeat like, what was that? Cat, hopefully.
I don't know.
Or thud. Okay. Well, whatever. There is a little bit more lyrical, in my opinion, lyrical content. Like they'll repeat the verse a couple times, but they put some pretty good words in there. But I knew that was coming because they do loop stuff. But we don't do 9 minute tracks over here.
That's true.
So
that is true. Okay. Yeah. That. I was just curious about that. I was like, well, all right. So he's got to have a reason.
But also, we had talked about, you know, because like we were. Like, even though this is 2020, like, different lyrics, because, like, I never lined up with Tool's music, so, like, I wasn't into that, the lyrics meant more things to you than it would to me, so, like,
because
there's a couple tracks, there's some lines on here that have, like, really shifted some shit for me, so, it's, but I was thinking you were going to bring that up. We're starting to learn about each other.
Yeah.
There. So,
for sure.
Yep.
All right, you ready to move on?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, track three is called Crisis.
I don't need shit, I don't see shit. She asked if I love her, I say I can't feel it. She asked if I want her, I say I don't need it. Who did you come with, and who would you leave with? I don't give a fuck about that money or nothing. I can't feel my heart, but it's beating for something. I can't feel my heart, but it's beating for something. I don't like your body. I say I can't feel it. I hate it. I hate it. Waking cold nights and sweating. I hate it. I hate never learning from lessons. I hate it. I should've died on that pavement.
Died on that pavement.
Died on that pavement.
Need a fucking gun, need a fucking leave. Why they all on me, I can't fucking breathe. What you really need and how they wanna be. Maybe play the chase, why they off of me.
You're vibing over there.
I fucking love this song. This is just one of those, because they just switched the vibe up.
Mm-hmm.
This is just fucking drugs. Not giving a fuck about your life. It's unhealthy. It's like, this is, choose your words. I have been drug free for, I love that Walmart parking lot poster. Forget you. This is just a no regard for your own self. I love this. This is just, I love pills. This is just fucking, popping pills, don't give a fuck. There's
But you said you've been drug free for
what month are we in? Oh, like 15 months.
Nice.
So it's cool. Yeah, it's been really cool. But this is just there's just some amazing not giving a fuck, not feeling anything. I just love this song.
Yeah, I like the production of it too. Yeah. I don't like trap music like too much, but I did like the trap percussion in it.
Yeah, they balance it well because it's not, they don't overplay the, it has the trap beat, the trap. Yeah.
Yeah. So that sample at the beginning of the song.
Yeah.
Have you seen the video for it?
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's this this girl named Kayla Gerdes. She's a friend of Julia Fox, who's associated with the band somehow.
Yeah.
Kayla accidentally struck and killed a 69-year-old woman named Rebecca Twine with her vehicle. She got second-degree manslaughter, went to jail for 3 years, or she was sentenced to 3 years, but she got out after two. And she's actually, like, doing a lot of advocacy work for
female I didn't know that.
Inmates
okay.
or ex-cons. But I found the video, so... Yeah, let's watch it. She's not well.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Listen, stop. Listen, it was an accident. Please leave me alone. It was a mistake. Stop. It was a mistake. No, it was not prescription drugs. It was a mistake. Stop.
So that's the sample right there. Except they slowed it down in the song. I'm on prescription drugs. There's a comment under this. It says, 18 years old. This chick looks like she's pushing 36 at least. And I'm like, well, yeah, she's on prescription drugs.
Perks that, and Zans that and ages all you. The good benzos.
That ages you like crazy.
Yeah.
Yep. Walmart parking lot post to forget you.
I should have died on the pavement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that unlocked a core memory for me, actually, because in the Walmart in my hometown, there's just like that giant wall of missing people.
Yeah.
Just like, Jesus, yeah, wow, forgot about that. Watch a villain that I don't want to be. Yeah, because nobody wants to become an addict. But
it's kind of, I can't feel my heart, but it's beating for something.
Yep. I just found out that Jack Donahue was with Lana Del Rey at one point.
Dude, when that first, because they posted their first couple photo was outside of a jail. They were, they didn't say who they were visiting, but it's like, Kyle and I lost our shit because if he and Lana Del Rey are in this, can you imagine the music with like this sound with Lana Del Rey? Like there is no way that they did not hang out and at least do something. Like,
oh, it's out there. Yeah. It exists.
I think about that almost every day.
Is that your Roman Empire?
It's one of my Roman Empires. Like I am waiting. Because I know Lana was obviously she made her latest record and it lined like it's there is music of them they have made music together and I have to hear it.
Yeah I don't think they're together anymore.
They're not.
But yeah,
the audio files are there.
Yeah, they're on Jack's computer.
Oh yeah.
driving you nuts.
It is.
It's I'm in.
Yeah.
Hack his computer.
Got to get there.
Yep. Okay, let's go to track four. It's called Sears Tower.
Favorite.
We'll be right back.
Hell yeah.
This is... I could talk to you a long time about this... For a long time about this track. I just love this track.
Give me a Cliff Notes version.
All right. This track touches on disassociation. In my mind, it wasn't hard to leave. In that time, it wasn't hard to breathe. All these things coming to light. It wasn't hard to breathe. It wasn't hard for me. So they're not talking about drug use. With my personal mental health, I disassociate, or I'm able to just check out. And I used to always think, like, because I mean, I'll just like with schizophrenia, I'm from time to time just in my own place, and I'm just not able to deal with outside of my head. So this song did a lot for that. And then the first, I was in Los Angeles for the first time, and it was the Dodgers had won the World Series for the first time in like a million years, and there was a riot, like a full scale, like millions and millions of people came out and just completely, I mean, they like burned, I mean, we just set everything on fire. And I, being in a riot was on my bucket list. It's one of the craziest mob mentality. Like, it's so weird. I've always wanted to do it. I got to riot completely. Riot wrapped up at like 3 or so in the morning, because like SWAT people came out. They had helicopters. I mean, they had to like completely close the city down.
See, statute of limitations up on this.
It was, I regretted it later, but I pretty much like live streamed the whole thing. Like, I strapped on, because I was there working for the first time doing photo work. So I just like strapped on some cameras and just ran like things getting. I was just watching, but things were getting set on fire. People were looting. It was absolute organized, beautiful chaos. And that's why I'd always wanted to be in like a true riot, not just like hang out at Pioneer Square and hold signs about people's, I mean, there's a difference. So everything wraps up at like 4 a.m. and I'm just by myself in the middle of like empty streets. And it was like one of the most beautiful kind of post, like I was able to literally sit and think about what I had done, or like what I had just been involved in. And I was just like, this is really fucking beautiful. And then I of course, I'm always listening to music, and this was the first song that popped on. And I just like, just based off of lyrical content and just my ability to check out and just I just like, this is perfect. So it was just kind of like an absolutely perfect evening. And then just being in the literal streets of Los Angeles, what felt like by myself, because like the National Guard came in and like everything got cleared out. So I was just in one of the biggest cities in the world by myself, just listening to music about being alone, but you're okay. Like, it was perfect. And this is, in my opinion, I think musically, and this is the best song on the record. So it was just, it was amazing. It was nice. It was awesome. That's so awesome. I just have a really fun memory with this song.
That's one of my favorite things about music, is if you hear a song at the right time, yeah, you're always going to think of that thing.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Yeah, that was a really cool story.
Yeah. Like you said, it attached perfectly.
Yeah. I didn't know you had been a part of something like that.
Yeah.
Now that I've heard it, I'm not surprised.
I mounted my phone on my chest and I just like went live, and then like people like, and I just timed it. Like, people just started setting shit on fire. Wow. It was pretty cool.
That's a crazy thing about riots, is that, like, at least, and I could be completely wrong about this, just from what I've noticed, is that a riot isn't about hurting other people. It's just about destroying property.
Yes.
A riot like that, yeah, I should
say.
Yeah,
and it was cool, like, because people are more quote unquote like woke or aware now. Like, nobody was targeting like mom and pop shops. Right. It was like people hitting the Best Buy, the buildings. Yeah, yeah. Starbucks. Like, people were And I even think this is the funniest shit, like, even in Portland or whenever people, like, people throwing, like, the scooters. Like, in Portland, they throw the scooters into the rivers.
Yeah.
So then the police have to spend their time and money going, like, someone has to be on scooter duty and they have to pull them out. So right. people were, like, throwing all the scooters into every dumpster, and then dumpsters were getting lit on fire. Like, so yeah, some cars got
yeah.
rolled, and, like, there was some dangerous, like, the police had to come in, and they, like, started shooting rubber bullets, and, like, it was amazing, but, like, it was more just, let's burn this bitch down. Like, yeah. it was pretty cool finding yourself caught up
right
in doing shit with huh. a lot of people.
That's interesting. Yeah.
But
so I think this is only an 11 track album.
Yeah.
So let's do one more song and then take a break. I was going to say take cool. a break now, but four tracks in just seems too early. So
yeah.
This is the song we were talking about earlier. It is called, what's it called? Starfall.
Yeah.
Crazy because we're watching the music video and they're like storm chasing, you know, following tornadoes, and I thought it was all happening at night, and then they have this one shot where it's like it pans over and it's like the end of this giant storm cloud and it's like the sunshine. I'm like, oh wow, yeah, it's all like happening during the day. I have always like low-key wanted to be a storm chaser. I was obsessed with the movie Twister when I was younger. And it just looks like so much fun. Like the craziest non-crime involved, like chaos you could be a part of.
Yeah.
Like you're not breaking any laws by chasing storms. It's inadvisable, probably, but it just looks fun. And
have
like,
you ever
thrilling.
I have never really even physically been to the Midwest or the, like, I've only been New York, Washington, or so I've never seen anything like this.
I've never seen a tornado before, but I did grow up in what is considered by some to be the Midwest.
Yeah.
And storms are nuts there.
Yeah, see, it's only really been like snow East Coast, like insane, and then here just like rain. So I've yeah. never gotten the middle. Like that shit looks like beautiful.
You
I would love to see
should
that.
Should if you, because I know rain, like storms are your favorite.
Yeah,
weather out
it.
Here, so I would recommend it if you can, like if you get an opportunity to go storm chasing.
Yeah, I would
just
love
or
to
experience
that.
A storm. I can't say go storm chasing because I've never done it myself. But
get in the Corolla and just drive towards yeah. Twister. Yeah,
get in your like worst equipped car.
Yeah, absolutely. Bald tires.
Yeah,
one of them's got low tire pressure. Just get in there.
Get that
four
taken
cylinders
care of anytime soon.
Probably. Yeah, five. We'll figure it out.
We'll be fine.
We'll deal with it later.
What did I have about Starfall? I was going to say, it's amazing to me that this album is only 30 minutes long.
Because mm-hmm.
It's just so layered, and like they really fill out the space well. So like yeah. it feels way longer than it actually is.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. that's just one of the, like, that's just something I really appreciate about it. So
yeah, there's one of those fun little, there's like a brain science, like the perfect song length is like 2.5 to 3 minutes mm-hmm. to like hold your attention or something like that.
In the 50s and 60s, you couldn't have a song on the radio if it was longer than 2.5 minutes.
I didn't even know that.
That's okay, why a lot cool. of that's why a lot of those like old time rock and roll songs is like verse, chorus, bridge, chorus, done. Like they had it down because if it was any more than that, then it wouldn't get played.
That's really funny. Yep. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Nice.
Right on. All right. Yeah. Let's take a break and we will be back with more Salem.
Sweet.
Howdy, podcast listeners. I'm Trevor T. Trujillo.
And I'm Matt Foster. And together, we co-host the Nighthawks podcast, a movie-centric podcast that covers just about everything. Big films?
Citizen Kane, Casablanca, The Avengers, Star Wars.
The films that aren't as big on budget, but we still love.
Found footage 3D, The Big Lebowski.
Not to mention films from distant shores.
Lone Wolf and Cub, Dearest Sister.
Plus, we have some great guests, like Alamo Drafthouse founder Tim Lee.
Episode 7.
Dr. Strange writer C. Robert Cargill.
Episode 100.
Director Stephen DeGennaro.
Episode 53, Episode 100.
Or you can listen to any of the over 120 other episodes we have on deck for you.
Instant classics.
Find us on all good podcatchers.
Apple Podcasts. Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Audible, Spotify.
Or at our website.
NighthawksPodcast.com.
Join our cult.
Probably not a real cult.
It's a real cult.
Good Lord, I almost deleted this episode again. Not on purpose this time.
Not on purpose.
I didn't do it on purpose last time either. I wondered though when I told you that I was like, "Does Paul think that I did that on?"
See, I knew I knew and understood because of that was probably the hardest shit talking
we have done. It's true.
Was the most honest record we have shared.
And it was so
between both of us.
It was the farthest
we've ever been apart.
It was so fun to shit talk like that.
I fucking love that record, and you, it was the first. Your first Do Not Finish, which just says a lot, because there have been some bad fucking records.
Dude, it only took 142 episodes. Yeah, and bad records, not just from like our era, but like Kirk has given me some real stinkers.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Man.
Maybe we'll revisit it sometime because it was.
I think we should, because the last time that we had some files get all messed up, we actually did go back and re-record our thoughts on it. It was Harvey Danger and Father John Misty.
Oh, fuck. I do not.
You don't fuck with Father John Misty? Neither do I. I hated it.
Yeah.
I hated it so much. And Kirk loves Father John Misty.
It's unique and fucking independent and no one else is doing it.
Yeah.
I can hear him.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll pop in the door and,
randomly.
We can just talk to him about it.
Yeah, maybe.
So, Kirk, if you're on your way over, just swing by the house. We'll talk about that real quick.
Yep. But we're not here to talk about Father John Misty.
Nah.
We're here to talk about
this back and forth Salem record.
Yep.
But yeah, as the pattern you noticed there, it went a little more ambient electronic-y. Just going in and out of that weird trap rapping.
Is Jack Donahue the guy that's doing the rapping, or is it
John?
It's John. Okay.
Yeah.
Because he's got this just a very unique voice.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it. It's just kind of like, I don't know, really gritty.
Oh, no, it's Jack. Sorry.
Oh, is it
it's
Jack?
Jack.
Oh, okay.
Jack. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because he does, yeah. John is the one, I believe, a lot of their wild hiatus was drug-related, and John was in jail or prison for a minute there.
Wow.
He did a couple years, because they had a fun little, or not really a fun little thing, but Free John Boy was a thing that would get dropped on, like, tapes, and so it was pretty cool. But then he got out, and then I think he actually may have gone back into jail since 2020. I believe he's out now because they do a lot of – when they do shows, they fucking really do them. Like
they don't know if it's going to be their last one.
Yeah, like, so they had performed because the music matches, as I said, kind of that naughty shit. They played at the Pornhub Awards.
Okay.
Fits perfectly.
Yeah.
Then afterwards, They went to a bumper car place on Coney Island and did a set with like the bumper cars there after. So like the videos from it are amazing because there's people like rioting, dancing, and then there's people just sitting in bumper cars watching the show.
That's funny.
It got shut down, of course. Like the police came, they got like arrested and shit. Yeah. Their creativity is just really awesome.
Huh.
I think they even just did like a surprise set a couple months ago. I think Kyle sent me something. They're like the what's the forget my words. It's like a weird mythical animal. Or, you know, it's like a unicorn that pops up from time to time. And you're just like, oh, shit, it's Salem doing something crazy.
Huh.
So, anyways, that's they're, cool. Yeah. It's a fun, you never know what you're going to get with them. They're in jail. They're playing at bumper car places. It's nuts.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right, let's do track 6. It is called Wings.
Sweet.
Yeah, I like this one.
Yeah.
The vibes on it are, I don't know, it's just chill. Like,
yeah.
I can see what you mean by like disassociating.
Yeah.
You just have it on and you're just, you know.
Out there floating around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know why, but the song reminds me of the song Always by Erasure. Do you know this song?
I know that one.
What's that?
I don't know it.
Do you know who Erasure is?
No.
They're this like band from like the 80s or maybe 90s, but let me play the song for you. I don't know why it why it reminds me of it, but here. This is from 1994, by the way. I don't know why. It's almost like maybe Salem took this song and like slowed it down. Like
it's I get like the kind of tippy tapping on the synth. Like
yeah.
The I can hear it.
It's almost like Salem took this song, sampled it, but like slowed it down.
Yeah.
You probably recognize this Erasure song. Hold on one sec.
I don't know.
You don't know this song?
I don't know this.
I know this song because I used to watch Scrubs. That's it.
Yeah, see that that area too. I didn't get that. No TV
for Paul.
No. TV's for sinners.
TV, yep.
So
anyway,
the devil gets into your house through your television.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, that's all I had to say was that it reminded me of that Erasure song.
Yeah, I can see that.
It was also the song from an old game on the internet called Robot Unicorn Attack.
Sweet name.
Anyway, let's move on. Track 7 is called Red River.
Yeah.
Red River, Red River, wash over me. Red River, Red River, wash over me. I would never speak for you, cause I got more respect than that. These snakes get off the ground, wrap around their brother's neck for that. I would never claim no prophecy, cause I know man too small for it. These vultures up around the dead and want a crown for it. Sing the same song, but it's different word, you know. Salt your own grounds, now nothing will grow. Watch over me, angels with burning wings. Watch over me, yeah, yeah. Pain give a flame, too close to the sun. Every sound closing down, ain't no evil place to run. Watch and choke on the smoke. All the fires that they hit one. When it's all said and done, Riley end up where I begun. Red River, wash over me. Red River, Red River, wash over me. Red River, wash over me.
You got real excited about this song.
I really like this song. This is a, I think this is probably their most widely lyrical content song.
Like, yeah.
This has the most content to it.
Yeah.
And again, it's one of those nights, it's not necessarily talk about drugs. It gives you the feel, but it's just, it makes you kind of feel high or strong. This is just a cool fuck yeah song.
Yeah, well, and it's a cool shit. Fuck you song too.
Yeah, it's a tough song.
Sing the same songs, but it's different words. Salt your own grounds, now nothing will grow. It's like, you know, you're getting rid of these relationships. You're salting the ground so that it's over forever. You know, if you salt the ground, nothing will grow there. Ain't no even place to run. Watch him choke on the smoke. I mean, he's clearly pissed at
I would never speak for them because I've got more respect than that. Yeah. These snakes get off the ground. Yeah, this is a fucking cool song.
And so I'm thinking like Red River is a, like river of blood.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It also just reminds me.
This could be some jail shit too.
Yeah.
And as well, but where are we going here?
Well, so I grew up in Wyoming, right?
Yep.
And some guy in my class, his senior quote, he got it past the people who were like monitoring all that.
Ah.
Says, when the Red River runs, take the dirt road home.
Oh, fuck.
So.
Shit. Yep.
And so I saw Red River, and of course, that was the first thing I thought of, because I'm just like, and he was a cowboy too. Like, he was, you know, so. Got it past them.
Yep. Bless people innocent hearts. Good for them.
Yep. Yep. they didn't suspect anything.
Nope.
Yeah. I didn't really have anything else to say about that one. I thought I did. It's just a solid song. Yeah. All right. Track 8 is called Old Gods.
If I walk away, 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 away,
Some of the delivery in the verses reminded me a lot of Lingua Ignota.
Yeah, and this is a fun... I was about to tell... I love this song. This is just a fun... Try talking to God, didn't get much.
Mm-hmm.
Create your own heaven type thing. I really... This album progresses very... The lyrical content, style, topics get more serious as it goes. I'm glad that was really cool because I same thing. I've always thought of Lingua with this track.
Yeah,
this is a fun one.
And it makes sense with some of her older stuff. You know, their God, I asked him what he wants, and silence was the answer that I got.
Yeah,
heaven is a place down here with me. Now burn those wings and let us all be free.
Yeah,
and then just like really aggressive vocal delivery here. Yeah. This is a good track.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. All right. I'm surprised it took us this long in the album to get to one, but the next track is instrumental. We're just going to play through the whole thing because it's less than a minute and a half.
Cool.
It is called Braids. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Nice transition.
This track was, it reminded me, or not reminded me, it just made me realize how I also wish that Kyle was here.
Yeah.
Because I used to be that one of those guys that was like, oh, it's not hard to be a DJ or an electronic artist because all you do is press the space bar.
Yeah. Press play on the iPod.
Until my friend Rudy, I think it was last year, he showed me his home studio and just like showed me some stuff he was working on and like how he like made the songs. And I'm like,
layers.
I just didn't realize that literally it's not just like presets. Like a lot of the stuff he was making, he created those sounds himself.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there were like presets for like the basis of what he was going for.
Yeah.
But then he would be like, and then I add like a little more decay here or like, you know, just some of the stuff that went into it. And I'm like, okay, all right. It's still not like my ideal type of music, but I have a lot more respect for artists who make all of their music on a computer because it really is like, all of the sounds in their brains that they're trying to match as closely as possible
it's
on
cool
the computer
to see.
It was really cool to just kind of watch him work on a bunch of stuff. It's more than just pressing the space bar, guys.
Well, DJs, people that like do mashups or
like girl talk.
You're just, you blend a couple songs together. But if you're doing this is more, you know,
for sure.
It's a lot into it.
Yep. All right. We're on to our second to last track. It is called Die With Me. We're about to watch the lyric
Oxys.
Video. It's, you know, you remember the old karaoke videos where it'd be the bouncing ball? Well, this is an oxy that's just
He's
showing us all the words.
Sing the words to us.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Die
I just gotta say, Paul timed the video perfectly.
It's so cute. Look how happy this little oxy is.
He's got little white gloves on. And
you should just pull up this music video if you're listening to this anyway. It's hilarious and adorable. It's the happiest, cutest little oxy pill with his red high tops on. He's singing to us.
Yep.
Yeah.
The oxy took the dot off of an eye and took it like a pill. Got real high, ascended into the sky a little bit, and then came down, as you do.
He crashed hard.
Yeah, he did. He's all cracked. He's got a black eye. Yeah.
This is, if you have ever used oxy for fun, this is... I mean, this is it. Or shit, if you haven't watched this video, and this is what it's like.
Yeah, I haven't for fun. I've only taken it for what it was its intended use. But definitely had a thought when I was taking it where I was like, yeah, I can see how people get hooked on this. Yeah.
The merch they made for this song is just fucking amazing. Like, I survived the opioid epidemic from 2012 to 23.
Geez.
And then on the back it has like every major like pharmaceutical brand. It's like, it's just a poster. It's like it's an oxy ad.
Oh man, that reminds me of some of Foxing's merch at that concert.
Yeah,
they had a t-shirt with a Nike swoosh on it, and it said Foxing, and it just says just sue us.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's awesome.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was a good video too.
Yeah,
wow.
So that lyrical content, there's not much to it.
No, but I definitely did have that thought where I was like, I see the appeal.
Yeah,
yeah. This is nice. Yep. I think I got it when I had my gallbladder surgery.
Ah, yeah.
And so I was like, I was recovering from surgery.
Yeah,
and I needed it.
Yeah,
I needed it. I swear. But I did take it as prescribed, weaned myself off. But yeah, as I was like actively taking it, I was like, this is really nice.
Kind of cool.
I'm just going to take this and fall asleep. Chelsea was actually concerned for a while. She was like, you're sleeping so much. And I'm like, yeah, I just had surgery. Like, yeah, it's exhausting.
I've got, I have a pharmacy because of my, my mental health stuff, but I have some that I have some pills I rarely take because it's only for when I'm like disassociated and I like can't really snap out. I just call them like shutdown pills, and they put you to sleep for like 18 hours.
Wow.
So we had one pretty scary time where I like was in my room for like 22 hours, and like Kelly wasn't sure if I was still. She had like, because we went to bed, woke up, she went to work, and I like hadn't moved. I mean, it was literally like 18 hours or something like that. And, hadn't moved, and then I was still asleep. It was really weird. I don't really obviously remember it, but I love pills. I love pills.
Yeah.
Pills are great. When used appropriately.
Yes, yeah. Of course, kids.
Kids, yeah.
All right, let's finish her up.
All right.
Track 11 is called Not Much of a Life.
It's much of a life, maybe. It's not your life, maybe. Maybe, maybe, maybe. It's not your life, maybe. Maybe. Maybe.
I didn't notice until I saw someone mention it that the vocals are just a sample of Stay by Rihanna.
Yeah.
Just pitched down.
Yeah.
Also, I want this song to stop judging me.
It's supposed to bring awareness to you. It makes you think on the way out. They're holding the door open. They're just, it's not much of a life.
Yeah. All right, man. We made it. That sounds like I didn't enjoy myself. I did. This album was rad.
Okay, cool.
I really like the whole vibe.
Yeah.
I will definitely be checking out King Knight and like Witch House in general. I just want to see what...
I think you'll really like it because you're a gym person. Or yeah. You do. I think if you throw that on at the gym, you're going to have a really fun 35, 40 minute.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's a different album. It's kind of like the reverse Lingua situation. Okay. Like I brought you the dark, aggressive shit first, and then it went to healing.
Yeah.
Which even I wouldn't quite say healing here, but progression from... Well, I want to, it's just different. It's a different tone. It's a different content. It's trappy, but not over the like the over the top shit. I think you would really like it.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a fun band to get into.
Nice. Very cool. I guess I have to pick one for the playlist, don't I?
You do. Yeah.
I mean, we both really, really enjoyed Sears Tower, so I think that's the one.
Yeah, that's a great list. Yeah, I'm glad you like this record.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Did you have a track or a point that did it, or like did you Sears
Tower was like the and it came at like the perfect time in the album because I feel like if it had come any later, I don't know that I would have stuck around, but I would have been so bored kind of because it's the other thing is like. I think I said it about Die With Me is that I said I should be mad about how similar these songs sound, but it's all part of the atmosphere.
Okay. So you're glad the record progressed rather than just the same.
Yeah. Sometimes it works to have an album that is pretty much indistinguishable track from track, which is why I'm glad they also switched it up where it was like Jack Donahue rapping on some of it because it did kind of break it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But Sears Tower came at the perfect point in the album. It was like four tracks in. I was like, okay, yeah, I'm in. Like I'm in. I'm strapped in for the rest of the record. So I really enjoyed it. Yeah, thanks for sharing it with me. It was fun.
Yeah, I'm glad you liked that.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's it. Get a hold of us the usual channels. Insta is you've never heard this. We got neverheardpod@gmail.com. Haven't gotten an email from you guys in a while, but we'd love to hear from you. And we will see you next time.
Later, guys.